Tai shoved to his feet so fast his chair tipped over, the metal clattering against the industrial tile floor as he jerked his hand from Bethany's. In the sudden silence, his words sounded too loud.
I'm no hero.
He walked out without another word. With apologetic looks to Bethany, Sebastian and Porter followed, no doubt to make sure he didn't do something stupid. That left Harrison to find the right thing to say to the poor woman to smooth things over. Fuck. He didn't know how much Bethany knew about the details of her husband's death. Some of the details were classified, as Ranger missions often were. There were things he didn't know himself, but could easily fill in from experience. And he knew those things wouldn't bring comfort to Garrett's widow. In truth, he had no idea how to comfort those left behind. Standing beside her, looking into her stricken face, he felt all the old impotence rise up, strong enough to choke him. Harrison didn't know what he said to Bethany. His head was too full of the visits he'd had to make to the significant others of his own men. But he said something, taking a moment to squeeze her hand, because even he could tell she needed human connection. The grasp of her cold, clammy fingers sent him back, until his head echoed with tears and recriminations. Needing to get the hell out, he made his excuses and all but ran for the exit. Outside the fellowship hall, he braced his hands against the trunk of a car and sucked in big, cleansing lungfuls of the cold winter air. It was so cold it hurt, colder than it should be in North Georgia this time of year. But the pain was good. The pain brought him back to the now.
Hey.
Harrison straightened and turned to Porter.
Where's Ty? Sebastian took him home. He's gonna stick around a while. Keep an eye on him. Good.
Ty didn't need to be left alone right now. He had a long, dark road ahead. Porter angled his head, studying Harrison with eyes that saw too much.
You're not looking so great.
Because it was Porter, because he'd see through the bullshit, Harrison admitted the truth.
I need to get the hell out of here. I've got a cabin nobody's using. It's a chunk out from town, away from everything and everybody. It's yours if you want it. Peace and quiet and a chance to get your head screwed on straight. And Eden's Ridge is closer than you driving all the way home.
The whole idea of being in the middle of nowhere in the mountains of Tennessee, away from people and pressures, where he could think, was beyond appealing. He had some decisions to make. It would be easier to make them without all the reminders of the past.
Lead the way,